Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now, this afternoon, it is my supreme pleasure to welcome Sue Breen. We've tried unsuccessfully to do two shows in the last month or so, and today the studio's working. Sue is well, I'm well, and all is well, as it should be. So let me tell you a little bit about Sue. She's a natural-born clairvoyant medium who from a very early age was aware of spirit around her. She came from a housing estate in Surrey, and her family was working class, having originated in the east of London. Spirit has stayed with her throughout her life, even when it was very hard as she struggled through abusive relationships, a divorce, and becoming made homeless. She accepted these things as learning processes in life and developed empathy for her clients who came to her for readings. She knows what it's like to lose loved ones, because she's experienced life to its fullest. She has always felt privileged to be able to communicate with spirit and be able to give closure to those who've lost loved ones to the other side. 25 years ago, spirit really became prominent in her life, and she has been proud to work with spirit on a full-time basis. She conducts two groups, guiding them as they come to understand the connection between them and spirits. She also helps her clients develop gifts, so this is something you folks might want to keep in mind. Sue is a clairvoyant with the ability to see, clairaudient in order to hear, and clairsentient in order to feel and sense. In many cases, she is able to give evidence of how people have passed over. She's available for private consultations and works from either in the client's home, her own, or by electronic means, and I will be giving out her website in just a little bit, so please get your pens and pieces of paper handy. There are so many of you today, we're only going to be able to get to a handful of you, and so some of you will be privileged to receive readings, and I've only talked to three of you. I've talked to Rob, to Sharon, and to Trish, so we'll get to other ones after that, and I'm sorry that I haven't had a chance to speak with more of you. Sue does not profess to be a fortune teller and will only give what spirit chooses to give her. She takes her responsibilities serious. For instance, if spirit chooses to give her something for the future, such as a wedding or birth, she's happy to pass it on to her clients. So here's her website. It's very simple. It is theclairvoyantmedium.com. For those who don't know how to spell clairvoyant, I'm going to spell that for you now. C-L-A-I-R. V, like Victor, O-Y-A-N, like Nancy, T. TheClairvoyantMedium.com. And so with that said, let me welcome Sue. Sue, how are you today?
Hi, David.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, honey?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. Not bad.
Good, good. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Sue.
There's one thing I do want to say.
Yes.
I actually went to the, over here they have the Institute of Spiritual Mediums.
Yes.
And you have to go through a rigorous, sessions to be accredited. And I did actually get my certificate, so I am a certified, registered, approved medium.
Congratulations. And you had let me know that, and what I need to do is incorporate that into your little biographical sketch. So the reminder, I'm going to do that. Okay, so it is your certified spiritual medium.
Yeah.
And it's the Institute for what?
It's the ISN, the Institute of Spiritual Mediums.
Okay.
The ISN has actually got a website as well.
Oh.
And they have a list of the people that have been accredited on the website.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Sue. It's good to toot your own horn, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all have to do it. Nobody else.
I try not to.
Oh, come on. You're too modest. Yeah. Well, God bless you, and congratulations. So is there anything else that you would like to let people know or anything you'd like to talk about before we start taking calls today?
You know, a lot of people, they seem to want to know what's going to happen to them in the future. Well, you know, as you said, I'm not a fortune teller. I will only give messages that are being given to me from spirit side. You know, and I've had quite a few people say, you know, can you give me a pet name? Can you give me, you know, all sorts of things. And I just have to say, I can only give what I'm being given.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask for something, symbolically they can give me things, but then I've got to interpret it as well. So it's not always easy, and it is interpreting the messages or putting the messages across as spirit want them to be put across. Because it's not for me to understand. It's for the sitter or the client to understand.
What can a client come to expect if they do a full session with you, Sue?
What can they come to expect?
Yes.
Right. Let me see. Okay. I can, depending on the spirit person that's coming through, right, if they were very, very shy in life, then sometimes it's quite difficult to get them to, you know, come across, okay? But if they're very upfront, very forward, then yes, obviously, I can give more evidence that way,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
knowing that this lady or this gentleman smoked in life, whether they wore glasses, whether they were tall, you know, small, thin, huge, whether they had a sense of humour, you know, or whether they was just really not nice. But most of the time when people are not nice in life, when they've gone over to the other side, then they can see what they've been like in life and actually come forward with apologies. They can come forward with all sorts of things, lovey. You know, I did some readings for some Irish people in Ireland.
Sure.
And they were quite sceptical at first, but then I ended up getting the whole family.
Really?
Because a lot of the information or the evidence that came across, they just sort of picked up the phone and said, you know, Patrick, you got to call this lady, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it just went from there to there to there. So I ended up doing the whole family, different days, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was really interesting. And the more people that came on, the more information came forward.
Oh, that's interesting. Fascinating, actually.
It's just information that comes in, you know. But like I say, it's not for me to understand. It's for the client, you know, that I'm reading for to understand.
Mm.
So when I'm teaching, well, not teaching, I don't look at it as teaching. I look at it as helping people to develop
mm-hmm.
and to understand what's happening to them. And once they can understand what's happening to them, then they open up even faster. It's not one of those things that happens overnight. It takes its time. And as guides come forward, they will only take people as far as they want them to take them. And then once they've blended and can work with each other, they'll take them up to another level.
Mm. That makes sense.
Mm.
Let me ask you another question. Is it okay for someone to ask for a specific person to come through?
I can do that.
Okay. I have one request from one of the
Yeah,
callers.
I can do that.
Okay.
I don't often get names, you see.
Okay.
So,
is it best to just say what the relationship is, for instance, this person wanted to do?
Well, no. What I've done before is when I know that somebody specifically, because Spirit tell me anyway that they specifically want somebody to come forward,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Then I just ask them for their name
mm-hmm.
and I ask that person to step forward
okay.
and try and describe them, you know, and to pass the message.
Okay.
There's not, I don't know that many mediums that can actually do that.
Mm.
And I've had people actually say to me before now, I wish I could do that. It's just something that that I can do.
Well, that's wonderful. So there you go, tooting your own horn again, Sue. See how you
well,
are?
Well, no, but, you know, I do, when I'm developing people, I do actually say, right, what I want you to do is I want the sitter to give a name, the student, and ask that student to bring that person forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I do teach this in my circle.
Mm. Nice.
You know, because, like I say, not everybody can do it, but it's just something that did come forward with me, which I'm really, really pleased about.
It's a gift, and you are a very humble person. I was just giving you a little good-natured, you know what. Well, are you ready to go to the phone lines?
Yeah.
Okay, our first caller is Rob, and he did have a request for you.
Okay.
Rob, you're live.
Hi there. I'm wondering if you could hear anything from my mother, Janice.
Your mother? Okay. And her name's Janice?
Janice, yes.
Right. Okay. Come on, Janice. Step forward, please. Oh. Okay. First of all, I want to say to you, lovey, that she's making it quite difficult for me to breathe. Does that make sense to you, please?
Mm-hmm.
Right. As she comes forward, I'm asking her to take it away. Right. This lady, as she comes forward, she's not a very tall lady. I want to say to you that she's possibly about 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
5'5", 5'6", okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know that she carried 1 or 2 extra pounds in life, right? She wasn't a huge lady, but most people do carry 1 or 2 extra pounds, all right? she's taking me around the chest area here. All right. Oh, sorry. I'm asking her to take it away. Again, can you please take it away, lovey? Your mother has dark hair, please.
Uh-huh.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yes, she did have.
Thank you.
In her younger years.
She's also putting glasses on me here as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say to you that she's putting them on, taking them off, putting them on, taking them off. All right, so I don't feel that she wore them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's also talking about a three connection. Now, a three connection to me would mean that there's either three children or there's one child and a mother and father. Are you one of three or an only child?
Only child that I'm aware of.
You're the only child?
Yes.
Thank you. That's the three connections. So that's you, mother and father. Okay? Your mother, she's saying to me that she was poorly before she passed the spirit side. All right. She's also talking about a rift or a drifting apart that has taken place. Now, whether this was between you and your father's on the other side as well, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Because he's stepping forward here, lovey. Okay. Mum and Dad separated.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, as Mum comes forward, she's telling me to tell you that if she didn't do things the right way for you, then she apologizes. Mm. All right?
Mm-hmm.
She's also talking about being quite outspoken at times.
Mm.
But she's saying that she loves you dearly. I've got to say to you, lovey, I don't feel that your mum was a lady that was very good at showing her emotions.
Mm.
And that's what she's saying to me. She needs to apologise to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Somebody passed with a cancer condition, lovey. You still there?
Mm-hmm.
You understand somebody passing with a terminal condition?
What does that mean?
A cancer condition or a terminal illness?
Yeah, she had that.
Thank you. Okay. She's telling me that she's telling me it was in two places, okay, within the body. And the second one that came in very aggressively and took her away. She's also she's putting papers in front of me here as well. So I know with you, Sweet, there's either papers that need to be dealt with or there is something official that needs to be tied up. Can I also give you the month of April as well, please? And that's for a birthday, passing, or an anniversary.
Are you there, Rob?
Yeah. What did you need?
She
She gave you the month of April, and she said that's a birthday or passing or anniversary.
Yes,
an anniversary.
That is her birthday. Yes, I'm sorry, yes, her birthday.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. She just wants to leave her love with you, and she is saying that she does come in and around you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I do know that there is a fragrance or a perfume that you do pick up for 2 or 3 seconds. That's when she's letting you know that she is there. Okay, lovey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I want to leave our love with you, but you know your father, he comes in and he is saying, he wants to say thank you to you. He's just saying, can you tell him thank you?
Mm.
All right?
All right.
Thank you, Rob. You take good
care.
Thank
you. Thanks,
yeah,
you
thanks
too.
For being part of the show. Okay.
Thank
good.
You.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next is Sharon. And Sharon, I'm bringing you live now. I'll let you know when you're in the studio. There you are. Hi, Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you very much, David, for bringing Sue on. And thank you, Sue, for being here.
Oh, no, thank you for calling in. Have I
is
read
it okay?
to you before, lovey?
On the radio.
Okay. Is there somebody particular that you want to come forward?
Oh, excuse me. Yes. Actually, the man that I was having an affair with, he's lost.
Ooh,
so.
Okay. Naughty girl.
He's
live. Okay.
He's live. But I haven't heard from him for 10, 11 days.
Oh, no, please, don't ask me where he is.
or if he's going to call.
The answer to that is I don't know, lovey.
That's okay.
I'll be honest with you. I've got somebody that is backing this gentleman into a corner. And whether this is something to do with family or not, I don't know.
Okay.
I know that there is something to do with finance as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I do know that there's words that have been said. So I wish you luck on that one.
Oh, you're picking it up. You are picking it up. Yep, that's exactly. Yeah. I said words that I'm sorry and I'm regretting. You know, I don't know. I'm so like I don't know. It's, you know, I just don't know what I'm saying sometimes under that situation.
Right. I think you've got to say goodbye to that situation.
Okay.
I'll tell you for why, because, you know, this gentleman, he's got emotional struggles going on.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Emotional struggles are going to be going on for some time.
You're right,
okay.
You're right. My heart goes out to him. He's like a wounded bird, and I'm trying to learn not to rescue wounded birds because they're more, I'm not equipped or trained to do that. But, yeah, he is like a wounded bird. You're so right, you're right, you're right, you're right. You're picking it up.
Mm. You know, he's got issues that he has to sort out himself. And unfortunately, lovey, with somebody like you around, who is there to help him feel better about himself, in all honesty, it's making him feel worse.
Oh, sounds like it resonates, Sharon.
Yeah. because of all the emotional struggles that's going on, you're trying to make him feel good about himself, and yet there's struggles that are taking place. And, you know, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going at the moment. So I think you're better off just finding somebody that's a lot stronger.
Oh, he wasn't a forever man. He was not the forever man. But I wanted, he captured my attention. I wanted it to kind of, you know, organically play out, you know, that kind of thing. And I did say some stuff, you know. I'm sorry I said stuff, you know. I wasn't angry or mean, you know, it was just stuff I said.
Well, it's stuff that you had to say, love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Sharon, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay,
okay,
you too.
Love your laugh.
Thank you. I love their show. I love your generosity of, you know, Sue. Sue, if I want a private, you're on Facebook, right?
I am on Facebook, yeah, Sue Breen, or the Clairvoyant Medium.
Okay.
Good. I hope more people get readings from Sue, because she's excellent, as you can tell from the work she's done with these two people. Sharon, take good care.
You too. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All righty, let's go to Trish, and then we'll go to the area codes. Okay.
Hi, David. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Trish.
Thank you.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
How can I help you?
There's so many things.
Oh. Hold on a moment. Hold on. I've got a gentleman that is stepping close.
Okay.
Right. Okay. You have Father on spirit side, please.
Yes.
Thank you. That's who's stepping forward here. But I've got to say to you as well, this gentleman, as he comes forward, he's got a wedding ring in his hand. Okay?
Okay.
So that would normally mean to me that somebody that you have been committed to during some time in life has passed the spirit as well. So whether this is a partner or an ex-boyfriend or somebody that was special to you.
Not that I know of, but yeah, it's possible.
Okay. Right. I'm going to ask Dad to step forward. Okay, as he steps forward, lovey, I do want to say to you, he's got a lovely smile, really broad smile, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as he comes forward, he's telling me that he's sorry that he's not with you now.
Okay.
He's talking about circumstances or situations that's taking place around you now.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about a bit of uncertainty that comes in. You feel as if you're at a crossroads, lovey.
Yeah.
Right. Because he's telling me that if you go to the left or to the right, you're not going to get any further. You need to be crossing over the road. All right?
Okay.
And taking up a challenge that is coming forward.
Okay.
But I do want to say to you, I don't know whether this is around work life or whether this is around home life. All right? He's
okay.
Giving me a five connection here as well, a five connection. Now, that normally means to me there would be either five children in a family or three children and a mother and father. So would you be one of five or one of three?
It's just there's two siblings in my family. I'm not aware of a miscarriage.
So you've got two siblings?
Anything like that. No, just two total. I just have one brother.
All right, okay. Would you know whether mum lost a child?
I don't know that. I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
But it did happen.
All right. Okay. You know, he keeps giving me three. So I do feel that there was a child that was lost to spirit. All right. Mum's still here, lovey?
No, she passed.
She's on the other side as well.
Yes.
Okay. Where does the R name come in? R name. Like a Rose or Rosemary or Rachel.
I don't know.
I'll leave that with you, okay?
Okay.
I keep getting Rosa, but that's more like an Italian name, unless there is Italian connections to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, on both sides, yes.
You understand that then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because he's taking me over water here as well. But he's telling me that that life hasn't always been kind to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But, you know, there's better things coming for you. And I know that you've had your heart broken twice before.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Right. Okay. Now, he's bringing the two halves together and he's putting a sticky plaster on it for you. This gentleman, I want to say to you that I know that he was very skeptical about all of this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But he is saying, I am so pleased that there is somewhere else to go because I can come in and around, all right? I can come in and around. Very, very strong man, very strong man, all right?
Yes.
Not so much in strength, but in personality, very strong man, all right?
Absolutely.
You know, when
yeah.
he said no, he meant no. That's it,
yeah.
you know, no
yeah.
negotiation, right?
Yeah.
But he is saying your mother and him are together. They are together.
Wow, okay.
But I do want to say that I feel that they had ups and downs in life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Your mother had quite a temper as well, didn't she?
Well, it was more covert than overt.
Okay. You know, because there was a lot of things that Dad, that your father was doing that she was not happy about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And behind closed doors, I want to say that they actually had, you know, a tete-a-tete, let's put it that way, to try and resolve things, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that she stood her ground.
Yeah, she was... She was strong in a quiet way, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know, she used reverse psychology.
Yeah, that would be my mom. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. She just said that. I use reverse psychology. If I wanted him to do something, I'd tell him not to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he would just go out and do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Your mother, you know, she comes forward here, lovey. She's telling me, you know, she may not be with you in body, but she is with you in spirit, love. She's very much with you in spirit. And she's telling me there's a choice or a decision for you to be making. Okay. But you will make the right decision. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for some reason, she's putting a pen in my hand, so I know that there is either communication that needs to be made or there's something that needs to be signed.
Okay. But
she's telling me to tell you, make sure the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, all right?
Okay.
And she also wants to say she misses you as much as you miss her.
Okay.
All right? You know, when they're on spirit side, they can come in around us. They can see us. They can hear us. They can feel us. But it's very difficult for them to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So she's saying, I do come to you. I do come to you. And I know you do have random thoughts that come into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's, where do you think that's coming from?
Yeah, well, I'll make this quick. I had this one when I first split from my ex and I moved into my house, I bought some new hardware for my kitchen cabinets, and I was thinking about her constantly. So I ordered it, and they had it ready for me. And when I got home and emptied the bag, a piece of the hardware that she has in her kitchen was in the bag. I didn't pay for it. It wasn't on my receipt. I don't. So.
There you go. She's letting you know that she was with you.
Yep.
And I've got to say to you as well, lovey, she's telling me you made the right decision.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah. Yes.
You certainly did make the right decision. So she's toasting you, love. She's toasting you. She's lifting a glass and she's saying, next time you have a drink, you have a drink on me.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, lovey.
Thanks for calling, Trish. God bless.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going to go to area codes now, and bear with me a moment, please. Our next fortunate caller is area code 212, and I believe you're the only area code in that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hi.
This is Bryn.
Hi, Bryn. Yes, I recognized your voice.
Good. Hey, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Your name is Bryn?
Bryn, B-R-Y-N. Yeah, my mother was from Wales. She was Welsh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And actually, I thought I'd ask to see if you can connect with her. If not, my dad or my grandparents.
Okay. Okay, I've got a lady that's stepping forward now. She's bringing forward a daffodil.
Oh, nice.
Okay, bless you. Right. She's talking about... Okay, let me... I'm asking her to step forward so I can see her. Your mother lost some weight before she passed the spirit side, lovey. She's telling me that she was cuddly in life, but before she passed, she'd lost some weight.
Right, very much so.
You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you. She's telling me that she didn't like the way she looked before she passed.
Sure.
Because I do feel with this lady that she was a very... well-presented lady. She liked to look
nice. Yeah.
Right?
That's for sure.
Especially her hair. She's taking me around her hair and she's saying, I didn't like the way my hair was. But she's okay now. She's okay now.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Now, she's talking about connections to the UK.
Right.
Would you understand, I know there's distant relatives that are in Wales or in the UK. All
right? Sure.
And she's talking about either trips going from here to America or from America to here.
Well, that happens.
So you understand that. That's good. Right.
Sure.
She's talking about the month of November.
Okay.
She said, give him the month of November. Now, again, that's either a birthday, passing, or an anniversary.
Not sure.
Okay, I'll leave that one with you. She's also talking about a brother.
Brother.
Now, whether this is your brother or whether it's her brother.
She didn't have a brother. She was only a child, and I have a sister. But I've heard from people that there is a child on the other side that might have come from
that
a miscarriage. Was her son, and it wasn't talked about.
Right. Okay. Okay. Then I am going to say she's actually bringing forward a young man. All right, because, you know, in spirit, once they've gone back to spirit, they don't stay babies. They actually grow.
Okay.
And you know that saying, the eyes are the window to your soul?
Sure, yeah.
Right. You know, when it's your turn to go home to spirit side, which is not yet, you've got a long way to go yet, there's places to go, people to see and things to do.
Okay.
When you meet your brother, you will know who he is. You will know automatically who he is. All right?
Amazing.
Now, can I also... She's talking about Australia, lovey.
Yeah, I know a person... Go ahead.
Okay, she's telling me that there's somebody connected or linked to you that is in Australia.
Yes, there's a relative, and then I also know someone there, that's not a relative. She's a healer, but there's a family member on my grandfather's side. It's the sister's daughter, okay, of my grandfather. Yeah.
Right. That's why she's taking me down to Australia. Right.
Yeah.
I want to say to you that I feel that there is going to be some sort of communication that will be taking place, all right? And I'm also going to say to you, lovey, as well, that I know that you're quite open to spirit.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
You've taken
Not
me
lately,
to your
I,
home,
I
so...
What did you say?
Go on. She's taken me to your hands.
Okay.
You speak with your hands as well.
What does
that
mean?
You talk with your hands.
Oh, yeah, like I gesticulate
with
my hands.
Yeah.
And I've taken Reiki. I don't know if she also means like energy coming from
my
hands.
It's healing, yes. Yeah. Well, Reiki does come through the energy, through your hands.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, because I know that there's some healing that you need to do on yourself as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, she's telling me that, as the previous lady that was on, I know life wasn't too kind to her, and I feel that there's been ups and downs with you.
Oh, yeah, it's been a ride.
Yeah. But, you know, she is saying... Things will be changing for you.
Okay.
And it's as if she's saying it's the outlook. Either you need to change the outlook, or it is something that is beginning to happen with you. You changing your outlook on life.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, this lady, she comes forward, very, very well-presented lady in life. She said she's she's actually at her best now.
I bet, I believe it.
Yeah, she's at her best now. She's saying, I have no pain, no confusion,
yeah.
No, everything is, her words, hunky-dory. All right?
Yeah.
And she's also dancing. She's dancing.
Oh, nice.
And she said, that's something I couldn't do for a very long time.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bryn, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you, David. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great.
You're welcome, Lovey.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 706, I'm coming to you now. What is your first name, please?
Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sue.
That's a beautiful name. That really is a beautiful name.
Right.
Well, okay. Oh, I've got them coming in both sides. I've got a lady and a gentleman coming in. Okay. Sophia, your mother's on spirit side.
A grandmother, which is who raised me. Yes.
Grandmother.
So she's like
you.
Mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she raised me.
Okay. I do want to say that this lady had a very big, loving heart. Okay. She's
mm-hmm.
telling me that she did her best in life. You weren't the only one, though, were you? She took on...
The only... That she... I'm sorry. Say that again, Sue.
You had a... Sorry. You had a sister that was looked after by her as well.
No, I didn't, but I can take that. She raised another grandchild of hers. It was a female. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. But hold on a moment, though. You have a sister on spirit side.
No.
Not that you know of, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she's actually bringing forward. A young lady here, and she's telling me it's your sister, all right?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not going to take that away because she's given it to me, so I know,
okay.
You know, that's something that needs to come forward, all right?
Okay.
This lady, I do want to say to you, Lovey, that she's singing now. She is singing at the top of her voice. Right, okay. She's telling me to tell you that she has been there for you. She has very much been there for you, and she's listened. You talk to her quite frequently, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, well, she listens, and... She's telling me that she tries to give you the answers by pointing you in the right direction.
Ah.
Okay. She's also talking about forgiveness has been difficult to give. Now, whether that's her or whether that is you, but she's talking about forgiveness has been difficult to give.
I can take that for myself in the recent past.
Okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But she is saying, you know, what's been and gone has been and gone, and it needs to be left in the past. All right? You
uh-huh.
know, because things cannot be turned around. It's been and gone. That's what she's saying.
That is true. Yeah.
Right. So she's saying, you know, it doesn't really matter about forgiveness as such as just leaving it where it needs to be, left in the past. All right?
Okay.
Where does nursing come in, please, lovey?
No idea.
She's talking about nursing here, but she's putting white shoes in front of me. So whether somebody actually nursed her at the end of her life, or there is a connection somewhere in the family.
Okay. I can't think of anything right now, but I'll note it.
All right. Okay. I know she's talking about a confusion. There was a bit of a confusion that came up around her passing. Now, whether it was her being confused or something confusing happening around her.
Okay.
She's saying that she wasn't in the right place.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you at all, please?
Not at the moment.
Right, okay. I don't know whether she passed in the right place or, you know...
She did.
She did. Okay. Then it wasn't confusion about that. I'm asking her. She's saying they thought I was confused. I could see. I could see. Who suffered with the diabetes, lovey?
She did.
Thank you. Because she's taking me to her eyes as well, and she's saying my eyes weren't as they should have been.
Yes.
So I don't know whether she suffered with a bit of glaucoma. Sorry?
Okay.
But she does want you to know that, you know, she is there. Keep talking to her. Keep talking to her because she will point you in the right direction. All right? She's also talking about playing games. But I actually feel that she's been playing games with you.
With me?
So whether you've put something down and when you've gone back to pick it up, it's been moved. Or you've dropped something.
I can take that.
And right.
I can take that. And that's the first thing I think about too, when it happens.
Right. Okay. She's trying to let you know that she's there. She is trying to let you know that she's there. All right. And I do want to say to you as well, lovey, she's given me this really, I'm not quite sure what it is. It's not a very nice smell, but I think it is something to do with like hair, you know, like a perm lotion or something similar to that. So I know that she was quite fussy around her hair as well. She's saying I liked it to be a certain way.
Yeah, she didn't do chemicals though, at all.
Right. Okay. So maybe that's what she's trying to just draw my attention
to
it.
And probably to me too, because I just recently stopped doing the same again. I decided to step away from chemicals.
Right.
I think that's probably more what that is.
Yeah, she's just putting her thumb up here. She's saying you don't need it. You don't need it.
And that's true. I
anyway.
Never did. Yeah. I have really beautiful hair, yeah.
She's saying you're beautiful anyway, so you don't need it. She's a lovely lady, and there's an awful lot of love for you as well. A lot of love for you. But she is talking about coming in around you. Now, for some reason, she's given me the month of October here as well.
Hmm. Okay.
So that, again, is either a birthday, passing, or an anniversary?
I can't take it at the moment. Not her birthday or her passing, or, but I will note it.
It could be somebody connected with you, lovey. Could be somebody connected with
you.
She
yeah,
just
I thought about
she
that.
She just
too.
Said, tell her May, the month of May.
She said, tell her what?
The month of May.
May?
May, yeah.
Ah, okay. I don't know what that is, but I know what I hope it is, so I'm definitely going to note that.
Okay. Okay.
I can take that for something that I would definitely like to, I'm working toward, and May would be perfect.
Right. Okay. Well, she's just saying, all right, she just said, tell her to be positive because this is something that will come forward.
I know exactly. Yeah, when you said May, that's why I said it twice to make sure it's what you said. I got chills. I know why she said that. That's amazing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad she said it for you, lovey. All right? Because I do feel that things are going to turn around for you in May.
Yay! Something that I'm working on, yeah. All right.
Good. Okay. So she just said she wants you to know that she loves you dearly. She is never that far away from you. And again, I will say, she may not be with you in body, but she is with you in spirit, lovey. And she just wants to thank you for everything that you've done for her.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Sophia.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Mom. Okay, take care. Well, we had a lot of callers. We still do, and I hope that you contact Sue at theclairvoyantmedium.com. And, Sue, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, as always.
You're more than welcome, David, and thank you for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. So let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no such thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good day and God bless. Thanks again, Sue.
You're welcome.
Okay.